Religious leaders, they haven't learned the lesson.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's rhyme book, D is for Dinosaur. Well, Ken, which religious leaders are these, and what is their unlearned lesson, as you called it?
Well, back in 1925, at the time of the famous Scopes trial, a number of the religious leaders of the day told the public that they had to believe in evolution. They believed that the scientists had lots of evidence. But now, more than 80 years later, we know that almost all of this supposed evidence for evolution has been discarded. In today's world, many of our religious leaders insist that people must believe in evolution also, and it's millions of years. And it's because they say that scientists have lots of good evidence. You know, on this basis, people are told not to accept a literal Genesis. But in another 80 years from now, it wouldn't be surprising that most of today's evidence will be discarded as well, just as has happened with supposed evidence from 80 years ago. Religious leaders need to learn the lesson of the Scopes trial. Put your trust in God's word first, and judge the theories and opinions of scientists against the infallible word of God, not the other way around. Sadly, because many religious leaders put man's word first, they have undermined the authority of the Bible in our society.
If we put the word of God first and man's opinion second, we'll find out that, for example, the Big Bang is wrong and that the universe is not billions of years old. How can we be so sure? Well, read our free booklet on astronomy in the Bible when you visit our website, answersradio.com.